From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will withdraw from the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement on his first day in office. In a video message posted on YouTube Monday, Trump called the TPP a potential disaster for the United States. He said he would instead negotiate what he called fair bilateral trade deals.
Creating many millions of high-paying jobs. That's what we want. That's what we've been waiting for.
Meanwhile, Trump continued to meet Tuesday in New York with more candidates to fill key jobs in his new administration. Trump also had lunch with editors and reporters from the New York Times, whose articles he has often attacked as untrue or unfair. He repudiated the white supremacist or alt-right movement that has expressed some support for him. On another topic, Trump indicated he would not pursue investigations of Democrat Hillary Clinton's improper use of a private email server while Secretary of State. Ousted former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak had his life sentence overturned by Egypt's top appeals court. Edward Uranian reports.
Egypt's top appeals court threw out the second of two life sentences given to former President Morsi Tuesday on an espionage conviction involving the Palestinian Hamas group. A death sentence against Morsi was overturned by the same court last week. The former president and his associates will be retried in the two cases that were overturned. He must still serve a 20-year sentence for his role in the illegal torture and detention of protesters in 2012. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
This is VOA News. An Iranian official says more than 1,000 of his country's soldiers have been killed in Syria since Iran decided to back the government of President Bashar al-Assad in the civil war. Iran has been fighting in Syria since early in the conflict. The Pentagon, meanwhile, says a U.S. drone strike in northwestern Syria last week killed senior al-Qaeda leader Abu Afghan al-Masri. Masri had ties to terrorist groups operating across much of Southwest Asia. The Indian Army says three of its soldiers were killed Tuesday on a divide between Indian and Pakistani Kashmir. The Army called the attack cowardly and threatened retribution. Multiple Army sources, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the attackers crossed the border from the Pakistani side. No immediate comment from Pakistan. Afghanistan's new electoral commissioners were sworn in Tuesday, paving the way for long-delayed parliamentary and district council elections. President Ashraf Ghani and his governing partner, Abdullah Abdullah, witnessed the swearing-in ceremony at the presidential palace. The Turkish government fired about 15,000 employees from the military, police, and civil service Tuesday. It was part of an investigation into the recent coup attempt. The government closed more than 500 institutions, including 9 news outlets and 19 health establishments. A United Nations report released Tuesday says more than half of the global population remains unconnected to the Internet. This year, 84% of the world's population had access to mobile broadband networks, but only 47% were actually connected, mostly due to high costs. An earthquake struck Japan's northeast Fukushima prefecture Tuesday, not far from the site of the 2011 quake that killed more than 18,000 people. No fatalities reported in this one. A Yemeni man living in New York City was charged Monday with trying to provide support to the Islamic State group. A criminal complaint unsealed in federal court details the allegations against 37-year-old Mohammed Rafiq Naji, including expressing support for an attack in New York's Times Square. Ignoring international appeals, Bangladesh is holding to its decision to bar Rohingya Muslim refugees fleeing Myanmar by boat from entering the country. Violence has broken out in Myanmar against the minority group as a military lockdown in northwestern Myanmar's Rakhine State stretches into a second month. Hundreds of Rohingya people have sought to illegally cross over to neighboring Bangladesh. On Wall Street, stock prices higher on Tuesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.